Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier, the army. I'm a do-right soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a do-right soldier, the army. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier, the army. Got my war clothes on in the army of the Lord. Got my war clothes on in the army. Got my war clothes on in the army of the Lord. Got my war clothes on the army. I believe I fight in the army of the Lord. I believe I fight the army. I believe I fight in the army of the Lord. I believe I fight in the army. I'm a soldier, I'm a soldier, the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier, I'm a soldier, the army. Yes, I'm a soldier, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone, everyone. Good afternoon. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author, and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living and enjoying my journey of purpose. God has given every one of us a purpose, a reason for why we are here. Are you working on your purpose? The reason God has allowed you yet to be here? Are you working on that assignment? What are you doing on God's program on today? I am living and excited about my journey of purpose. And I thank God that He told me what my job is to do, and that is to encourage others. That's why I'm here on this broadcast, to encourage others. Yes, I am. I am a motivational encourager along with all of the rest. And I praise God for it on today. One day He told me who I am. He told me that I am a customer service agent for Him. And what I do is service the souls. You know, they have this commercial about the Maytag man and that he don't have anything to do because everything is, when they fix it, is fixed so well. Well, we have plenty to do. We have plenty to do. He said that the souls are out there in the, and you know, all over. And that we are to go out into the highways and the hedges and compel people to come. Well, this is my way over the Blog Talk Radio of encouraging others to come to God, to give you some things to stir your pure mind, to think about it. And if you would look at the times and the things that are happening, that, you know, it's time that we be about the Father's business. We've played off long enough, and it's time to be concerned about the souls of man and what God has given us to do. So, backsliders, it's time for you to come back to the Lord. those of you that don't know God, it's time that you give your life, commit your life to God before it is too late. The times are telling us that it's almost here. If you look at the things that are happening and you will think about it, you'll come running to God now. And so we thank God for who he is, that he is our God. And so I thank God for being that customer service agent for him. And I am a practicing believer who practice living. I'm living the word of God. I am practicing and I am enjoying myself in the word of God. I never thought that I would enjoy the word like I do. Soul, and I love me some soul food. So just like I enjoy that natural soul food, I'm enjoying the spiritual soul food. And I'm always wanting me a good plate of good tasting food. So that's what God's word is doing. And that's why I'm practicing. And I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. We spend a lot of time, we waste a lot of time, you know, waste a lot of time trying to get rid of bad habits. But, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, if we just trust God, get to know him, and he will help us with those bad habits. And you know, the more you practice the word, the more we get into the word, you know, the less time we spend worrying about those things. So I magnify God on today. I thank him. And thank him that I'm so encouraged in him that I want to see what the end is going to be. Because payday is coming after a while. And I want my pay. I want my pay. Yes, I'm working for my crown. And I praise God for that on today. And the only way that I can do that is to get in the word and get to know God and what he would have. So today, we are talking about heaven. Yes, heaven. A prepared place for a prepared people. You don't think that everybody and anybody is going to heaven, do you? It's he's preparing it for a prepared people. You know, you have to have qualifications to get any, to get a job. You have to be qualified for that job. You want to join an organization, you got to have some qualifications, you know, behind that. So you can't just become a part of anything and don't do nothing. You can't just, you're not just going to go to heaven by not doing something. You're going to have to do something. So heaven, a prepared place for a prepared people. Prepared. Prepared. You've got to be prepared. Every day you got to get up, dress in God's word so that you can be prepared. And we've got to be prepared. We've got to stay prepared because we don't know when the Lord is coming back. He said he's coming as a thief in the night, and nobody knows when that thief is coming. But we have to stay. We have to get prepared, and then we have to stay prepared because the Lord is coming. He's coming back again. And we want to be ready for when he comes. Ain't that right? Yes, I know I do. And I'm working to be ready the Lord comes back. Amen. So how about you? Are you working today to be prepared for when the Lord comes back? And I looked at that word prepared, and it's saying that made prepared, made ready, a fit, are suitable beforehand. So prepared, got to get ready. You can't wait until the Lord comes back, and then you want to jump and you want to jump in then, oh, Lord, I want to go to heaven. Well, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to prepare. Nobody wants to come to Sunday school. No, nobody wants to come to Bible study. Nobody wants to believe, but it's a process. It's a process to get there. So a prepared place for a prepared people. Got to prepare before time. Make ready. It's got to be suitable. It's got to be ready. So God is preparing a place for a prepared people. Will you be one of those prepared people? Will you be? Because if you're not preparing you while you yet have time, while the blood is yet running warm in your veins, you have time. So prepare now. In the time of peace, prepare. Put something back. Prepare. Say, prepare for a rainy day. Get ready. Prepare. So we're going to get into this, but before that, let's have a word of prayer and let God know that we want to be prepared. We want to be one of those people that's prepared for the place that God, for heaven, that he has set up for those that love him, for the saints that's preparing to go to heaven. All right, so bring your minds in. Come on, come on, come on in. Bring your minds in and come on and let's pray. Let's talk to the Lord. Let's call him up. Thank God for prayer that we can call him up. It doesn't matter about the time of day. It doesn't matter about the hour. But anytime, 24/7, he is ready and he's able to deliver us, to help us. He's there to do just that. And then isn't it beautiful that God set a way that we can talk to him and to Jesus? Yes, yes. We don't have to tell nobody else. We can go directly to Jesus and we can tell him all about our troubles, all about everything. Yes, we can. All right. Most gracious God on today, we sure do thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for being an all-caring God. Thank you for being our God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love, God. How much, Lord, that you love us. Thank you that you sent your son, and he was willing to die for us, even before, while we were yet sinners, he was willing to die for us. No greater love, no greater love. Yes, yes, yes. And we thank you, Lord, and we magnify you on today. We thank you for all that you do, God, all that you've already done, and all that you're going to do in our lives. Thank you for it right now, Lord. Those that are on the broadcast today, God, and they are seeking you, Lord. They're needing their minds enlightened, God, in the name of Jesus. That backslider, God, look on him today. Let him come running now, God, while there's yet time, God. That person that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, let them come now, God, and let them get to know you, God, in the name of Jesus, to get to know you better, God, in the name of Jesus. And we magnify you. right now. Go in the hospitals, God. Go into the nursing homes, Lord. Go into the homes of your people, God, in the name of Jesus, and touch their Lord. Encourage, Lord. Deliver. Set free today, God, as only you can do it, God. Those that are grieving, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, would you go there? You're the only one that know how to comfort a heart, God, in the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, God, for your honor, God, that we might praise you, God, the more, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your favor on today, God. Thank you for your angels, oh God, that you have encamped around us to keep us through sickness, from sickness, all hurt, harm, and danger. We know that it's nobody but you, God, and we thank you today. Thank you for renewed strength, God, in the name of Jesus. You keep right on, Lord. You keep right on doing great things, oh God, in our lives, and we're so glad about it, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your blood, God, that covers our families, God, in the name of Jesus. Each one that's on the broadcast, that's listening in today, God, and those that will listen later, God, would you touch right now? You say your anointing, God, breaks the yoke, God. Break every yoke, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in their lives on today, God. And we thank you and we magnify you for it right now, God. Thank you for healing, grace, and mercy, God, in your name today, God. And Father, you said if we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. Thank you for direction, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we magnify you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And amen, and amen. Amen, amen. Thank God for prayer on today. Prayer is always in order. It's always in order. And I praise God for our way of communicating with him. We communicate with everybody through phones and our cell phones, our house phones, our iPads, our computers. Oh, we just communicate. Oh, but the greatest way of communicating with God, it's through prayer. So you can call him up anytime, day or night. We can call him up and we can tell him all about our troubles, all about our trials, all about everything, and he won't tell nobody else, but he will answer our prayer. So we thank God. We thank God, and we magnify him for prayer on today. And if you have a prayer request and you want us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com. And you can leave your request there. Now, if you are in need of a motivational encourager, woo! I love it. I love it that I am one of them. I am one of them that's representing. I represent the Lord on today. And if you're in need of a motivational encourager to come where you are and encourage the people on your program, well, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. And if you have a testimony, woo, praise the Lord, that you would like to share to encourage somebody else on today, and that you can call, I'm here live and in living color for the next 10 minutes. And you can call 646-787-8424. And you can share that testimony on today. And when you go to my website, check out my books. Check them out. See what the Lord is doing. Amen, amen. Heaven, a prepared place for a prepared people. Are you preparing for heaven? Or are you already prepared for hell? Something to think about. Preparing for heaven or prepared for hell. You don't have to do nothing to go to hell. But hell has enlarged itself because the people, and you're sending yourself. You can't blame nobody else but yourself because it's your choice. God's not holding anybody else responsible for you going to hell but you. You're the only one that can send you there. And so we're talking today from John 14, 1 through 11. And this is Recover All Wednesday. So you can recover all while you yet have time. You can recover all. If you're a backslider and you turn your back on God, well, come on back. The Lord is merciful, he's kind, and he gives us second and third and fourth and fifth and as many chances as we need because he's a forgiving God. He's a forgiving God. So come on back. And if you don't know the Lord and you've been going through for the longest time, it's Recover All Wednesday. And you can recover. You can get to know the Lord, and you can recover all of that time that you feel like that you've lost. You can recover it through the Lord. He says, let not your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart be troubled. God don't want us to. He said, but cast all of your cares upon me. For I care for you. God cares about us. He's concerned about us. So he said, don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe in Daddy. Look what Daddy has done for us. We need to believe in him, trust him. When somebody got your back, they got your back, you trust them. You believe them. So God is saying, believe, Jesus is saying, believe in Daddy, and then believe also in me. Believe in Jesus. He said, in my Father's house, in Daddy God's house, there are many mansions, a prepared place for a prepared people. But anybody and everybody is not going to heaven. And that's sad to say, because you have a chance. I want to be one in that number. It said, if it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. Look at Jesus. He came and he died for us, even while we were sinners. And then look at him today. He's telling us, that I go where I go prepare a place for you, a place in heaven. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I can come again. So God is coming again. He's coming back, but he's coming back after a ready people. The first time he came to help us, to get us ready. How to get ready? He left the word on record. He left the Bible on record so that we could prepare. But you got to open that book and you've got to get into it, read it, so you can get to know the roadmap, the map that leads to heaven, so that you can follow, as they say, the yellow brick road. We've got to follow the roadmap that God has set for us, because Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us. And he said he's coming again and will receive you unto myself. He's talking to the believers. To the believers. He's talking to all of us. But the believer, he's preparing a place for a believer. If you come on now, you can be a believer. Come now to the Lord and be a believer, so this place that he's preparing can be for you too. That where I am, that you may be also. He wants us to be there. I want to meet Jesus. I want to meet the man that came and died for us. Even while we were yet sinners, he died for us. What love. I want to meet Jesus one day. Yes, I do. And whether I go, you know the way. Thomas says to him, Lord, we know not whither you go. How know we the way? And Jesus says to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. But you've got to get in the word to know that. That know that he is the way. That the word, he's the truth. God is truth and the life. Oh, taste and see. That the Lord, that he is good. He's the life. I am enjoying my journey. My life, I'm enjoying it. And I thank God for it. He said, no one comes unto the Father but by me. You got to come in at the door. And God has given Jesus all this, the power. You've got to come through Jesus. If you have known me, if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. So to get to know Jesus, you get to know Daddy. From whenceforth you know him, you have seen him. Philip says to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. Jesus says to him, have I been so long time with you? And do you not know me? Philip, he that has seen me has seen the Father. How say you, show us the Father? Believe you not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I say unto you, I speak not from myself, but the Father abiding in me does his work. The Father, it's God that does the healing. It's God that does the delivering. It's God that makes us whole again and again. It's God that forgives us when we have gotten off track. And it's God who helps us to get back on track. So we've got to believe. Believe me that I am his Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Heaven is a place prepared for believers. Heaven, a prepared place for a prepared people. Get prepared, people, if you're going to heaven. You need to start preparing so you can be ready. The bridegroom is coming. He's coming. Are you going to be a foolish or a wise virgin? The bridegroom is coming. So heaven is a place prepared for believers. Hell has enlarged itself for unbelievers. Heaven or hell, you choose. God has left the choice up to us. Let me encourage you to die now in Christ. Surrender your life to him so you don't have to die again. Believers don't die, but just sleep. All right then. Heaven, a prepared place for a prepared. Get ready. Get ready. God is coming back again. All right. Until the next time, be encouraged. Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying,
Bye-bye now.